talking that outdoor entertainment kitchen and cooking center at your house, turning the backyard into a holiday oasis. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We've done more than a few outdoor kitchens, that for sure. And we've been talking about, you know, starting with finding how much do you want to invest in that cooking appliance that you're going to put out there. And I tell you what, another apparatus that's fairly new to the family of outdoor cooking is these big flat iron grills. And boy, I love those, especially when we fire our grill up. And it's a big grill because when we built it, we had 6 kids at home. And now when Jennifer and I fire the grill up, and we do it in the summer a lot, you go out there in the blazing heat of 110-degree afternoon, you start that grill and you cook your dinner to keep from having generate the heat inside your kitchen. Mm-hmm. Well, now you do it just because you love being out there. It's a perfect time of year to get out there and fire that booger up. And you've got to fire up just one little burner on there and cook me and Jennifer's little fillets or whatever it is we're turning out there. But I tell you what, those big flat iron griddles are a lot of fun. I mean, you can cook a mess of food all in one big happy session. So the cooking appliance is important.
Speaking of that, that makes me think of Piggly Wiggly's. They show up at a lot of, you know, big rodeo events, and they've got a huge flat iron, and they just have this mound of sauerkraut and peppers
mountains of it,
and cheeseburger patties, and it's all just cooking together, and you go up and you tell them what you want, and they shift through the vegetables to find your slice of meat, and how much vegetables do you want on top of it?
That's right.
You know, recreating that at your home. Oh.
It's kind of sitting there sautéing in flavor until you order it up. Then they finish it right there in front of you, and boop, there you go. Well, you know, another, we talked about big screen TVs. I would tell you that most of those should pretty well, you ought to get in the habit of covering them when you're not watching it. And you might even think about, depending on how much you're investing, even taking it down and putting it in a closet in the house during the hottest of summer months, because that exterior summer heat really wipes the electronics out on that. But right now, this time of year, you mount that big booger up there, you get it in a well-protected, waterproof roofed area enclosure. I like taking my sunshades and rolling them down around the viewing area. So you take the glare off the screen, start the barbecue, fire up the game, or just put on Jennifer's Apple TV Pandora and sit out there and listen to some of her favorite music. So
Podcast Rosie on the House?
Turning our Podcast Rosie on the House. So it's absolutely, the sky's the limit. In fact, we've got Dave calling in, and he'd like to maybe recommend an appliance or two for that perfect outdoor cooking entertainment center. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rosie.
Hey, man.
Good morning, Romy.
What are you cooking? Hey, what are you cooking up?
Wood-fired pizza oven.
Yeah?
That is the ticket. I've been in the landscape industry for over 30 years, and I've never had an architect design one in. And I take care of some of the biggest houses in the valley, nicest estates, and I've only got two with pizza ovens. And they're what I would call poser pizza ovens. They're attractive, but they're not very practical. But my wife, for Christmas 2 years ago, gave me a box with a brick and a set of directions, and I thought, great, just what I need. But I'll tell you what, that has been the best thing, because it's pretty simple little apparatus, but everybody comes over when they know you're firing up the pizza oven. People come out of the woodwork, and everybody gets involved, because everybody makes their own little pizza, and then I typically end up out there working the oven. But they're just a ton of fun. You cook a pizza in about 2 minutes that way.
Dave,
really recommend that.
Well, I've never invested in one, because I'm a little intimidated by the learning curve. What's the learning curve like? I mean, how big to make it?
It's well, that's the thing, is my wife got me this kit. I don't know where she found it, but it's pretty simple. And the nice thing is, you know, I'm not a wealthy guy by any means. So we started off, you know, just buying the concrete, and you follow the directions step by step. And, you know, it took me, I think I got the thing at Christmas time, and we worked on it until it got hot, maybe June, and we got the base done. And then about this time the following year, we got it to a point where we could actually cook in it.
All right, very good.
We cooked our first pies on Christmas, and we've been cooking ever since. And I'm still not 100% done with it, but it's easy. It's easy to learn. And plus, you know, everybody's always looking for gifts to give people. Well, there's a million different things you can give for pizza, and peels and different, you know, gloves and the heat gun and all kinds of cool stuff. So,
well, Dave, thanks a million for the phone call, because pizza oven isn't one of the cooking apparatuses we had covered in our blog today.
I thought it mentioned fire pits. But anyway, Belgard does have pre-manufactured ones that they'll deliver on a forklift, set down, and going. I tell you what, it's not just for pizzas, but if you read, there's a book called Bread Crafters. That's all done in a dome-type outdoor fire cooking oven, and that's definitely something when we get our full outdoor Ramada going is going to be incorporated, is a dome cooker.